listening to sounds there of Native protesters gathered around a prayer circle at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota. Despite heavy snow there, extreme wind, and evacuation orders from state and federal officials, thousands of people continue their resistance to the Dakota Access Pipeline. Those protesters call themselves water protectors, and they say that the $3.7 billion pipeline threatens their water supply. Federal officials have told the protesters they have to evacuate the area by Monday, but so far most are ignoring that order. Duali Saikautau is a reporter from Minnesota Public Radio, and she brings us this dispatch from a camp about 50 miles south of Bismarck, North Dakota.
I'm currently standing at North Gate, which is the entrance to the Ocheti Shakoan camp. Basically, I'm looking at traditional Indian teepees. We've got army tents. There are yurts. There's all kinds of different temporary structures that have been built out here in the last few months, and probably about 7,000 people here. The first winter storm hit us early this week, of course, dumped the first 6 inches, and then yesterday was just brutal winds picking up snow on this prairie that's just whipping them around. I mean, it's only about 30 miles per hour, but it feels much, much worse. It feels like blizzard conditions, but of course, to North Dakotans, this is actually a light winter since it's not even 40 degrees below zero.
Despite the cold, protesters are maintaining a strong community at the camp.
That is what's fascinating, is that here people are making this place their home. And so they want to be a witness to all the protesting. They want to be a witness to the prayers that are taking place here. And it is actually called a spiritual war. The Ocheti Shakoan camp is a prayer camp. One woman gave birth here, and she named her son Miniwishoni, which is water is life.
The spiritualism is a rallying point here, but so is confrontation. There's a Monday deadline for protesters to pack up and go.
The Morton County Sheriff's Office and the governor obviously declared that they're going to try to close the camp and try to evacuate this area. But the reality is that that's not happening. In other words, there are no actual physical blockades, but they are fining people who are attempting to bring in wood or large supplies into the camp. So many of the, you know, water protectors here, as they call themselves, are saying that essentially, like, the government, the state is... The U.S. Army Corps is trying to starve, people from supplies and from food here. And, of course, officials are saying that's not the case.
Yesterday, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple said, "We will not be blocking supplies to people, food, water, and clothing." Obviously, that would be a huge mistake from a humanitarian standpoint to do anything like that. All we're saying with this evacuation order is we encourage you to find someplace else to be. This area is dangerous.
I would say that most of us are going to stay here, and whatever they have to do, they'll have to do that.
That's the voice of Melanie Stoneman, a medic from the Shikangu Lakota tribe. She came to Standing Rock from Rosebud, South Dakota, and she told Duali Saikautau that she's not going anywhere.
We're not doing anything wrong. We don't have any guns. The weapon that we do have is our prayers.
How many members of your family are here with you?
15. 60 all the way down to 17 months.
A lot of people have called this a spiritual war, a prayer for Native Americans everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to be a witness to this, to be able to, you know, see this from the beginning to where it is now and to where it's going?
Spiritual war is definitely happening here. And it started when we all have our hands up, or we're all praying, and we have all of our sacred items with us, whether that would be a Bible, instruments that we utilize.
The ceremonial pipes.
When we're standing there and we're in prayer and we're still getting shot with rubber bullets, we're being hit with tear gas and pepper sprayed. To me, it's a spiritual war. The other part of the spiritual war is water has no color. Water is for everybody. So why not it just be, not be an Indian thing? Everybody drinks water. Everybody's going to need water at some point. So part of the spiritual war is we have spiritual leaders here, and they're all getting hurt.
Our thanks to Duali Saikautau from Minnesota Public Radio for sending us those dispatches from Standing Rock. Tomorrow we'll hear from one veteran who's headed to Standing Rock, along with an estimated 2,000 other veterans to serve as human shields for the protesters.